Now back to the beat.
720 WGN.
720 WGN. Wildcat football coming up at the bottom of the hour. Andy Mazur doing a great job sitting in today for Adam Hogue.
It's been fun.
It has been fun.
We've covered the gamut.
We have
run the gamut.
We've rolled strong, and we'll continue to do so. My friend Joseph Ryan Martinez in studio.
Hey,
one of the more talented people I've ever met. Is that too much for you?
No, that's accurate. That's dead on.
There we go.
Just like you wrote it.
I got the script right here. So you're putting together a documentary that you've been working on for over 10 years. And it's a story about the Chicago Bears superfans. Was this like Mike Ditka, Duh Bears inspired? But you're actually like looking for really, I guess, people that sort of live the team and have relationships, like father-son relationships around the team. Am I accurate about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it started to, and you're right about your prediction, like it started off being about, the 85 team, Bears in general, all this, all the cool fodder around the Bears. And as years went on, and I have a background in filmmaking, I had this vision for this film when I was a film student at Southern Illinois. I started meeting fans. I would go to Green Bay. I'd go to down here, 31st Street. I'd meet these fans, and they were fun. They were cool, but there was a certain brand of fan that had these really cool backstories. They either had a dad that, held them on their shoulder and when they took them to like the Super Bowl in 85 and or 86 and they had really cool, valuable, vulnerable stories. So I started zeroing in on these fans. And I'll tell you what, you get one of those for every 150 you meet, people that will at least open up about their background. So the film's about those specific fans.
Did you have any idea it was going to take this long to do? I mean, the Bears have fans not only here, obviously in Chicago, but everywhere. People get displaced or they move.
Yeah.
But the stories remain the same. I mean, it's always about that, my dad got me into this, his dad got him into this, kind of like in baseball, but, more so in the NFL. But did you have any idea it was going to take this long to get this film ready to go?
No. I mean, for the past, I think like 7 years ago, I was like, it'll be done. By the end of next season, it'll be done. By the beginning of next season, it'll be done. So no, to answer your question. And you know what? I've learned a lot as a filmmaker. I guess it's been a learn of both paths as far as following sports and also just how to make a film.
You are also touching on your own story around your late dad as well. Speaking to that, as far as was that the main motivation? You wanted to sort of share that story or find people that had similar experiences? What would you say?
Yeah, no, exactly, Mark. So my dad, when during the 85-86 season, my dad was he was on disability. We would sit on the side of the road when my mom was working, and he would play the Super Bowl Shuffle, and he would play the lines, and he would ad-lib his own, I was five at the time, like five-year-old lines, my name is Sweetness. He'd turn the volume down and say, and I wear pink pants. And I was like 5 years old, and it was like so funny to me. It was hilarious. So we had these moments, and then through, a handful of upsetting situations, my dad just disappeared. And he ends up coming back, but the film covers this, and from, again, I was born in 80. From 80 to 85, anyone knows, they were building their team. That momentum, really began to build because they were coming out of a really crappy slum, late 60s and 70s. So I was there while that momentum was going on, watching my dad celebrate this team. So that left a distinct impression on me as a five-year-old. And even though he wasn't around, that I just didn't even have a choice, to be a fan or not. I was committed.
How have you sought out the fans? I mean, have you just, like you said, you go around town? I mean, is it somebody wearing a Bears shirt at a game that you say, okay, you see them walking with, a dad or a grandfather, and you say, these guys might be somebody that I want to talk to?
Absolutely. Well, when we first started doing this, we just walked to the tailgating lots. They were in all sorts of garb, all sorts of vehicles, and we had a camera, and they were excited to be on camera. You got to do some casting. You got to do some fielding because everyone's excited on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Everyone's excited on game day. They've cocked back a few drinks. Everyone's grilling. But when you try to follow up, hey, I'm making this film. I need you to talk about, your grandpa or something who is diehard Bears fan, it doesn't happen turnkey, you know. So it takes a while. Like I said, probably one for every 150 fans I met became someone who I was gonna follow, and they were gonna work their way into the film.
If you want to jump in here, 312-981-7200, you can pitch yourself to Joe right now, and who knows, maybe you could end up in what's good. This film's going nationwide. I can feel it. You've got Tim DeBus, Shanley. You've got Rick Patera. Tell me about Mackenzie Holmes, a U.S. postal worker by day, by night in the profession. He's a professional roller skater, and then on the weekends he's your diehard Bear fan.
Yeah, Mackenzie's got a beautiful story, man. You know, he's kind of got a traditional, raised by a single father from the south side of Chicago. They moved all over the city, and sports kept him and his family together. Him and his four brothers. They could easily make half a team or a whole basketball squad, you know, if they needed to. So Mackenzie was very close to his brother Champ. They were close in the ranking of the four of them. And, you know, when we started, it was Mackenzie talking a lot about Champ. And since the film, you know, as the film went on, Champ, you know, had a nasty bout with cancer. And that, you know, of course, affected Mackenzie's life. So all of it's in the film. But, you know, beautiful, beautiful soul, beautiful stories.
How do you get these guys to open up? I mean, people don't want to tell those stories to their friends, let alone some random guy who's doing a film on them. Obviously, you got to build some rapport.
Yeah, I mean, there's a careful and poignant casting process. If I had to do this again, you're looking for someone. You just start there. Who has a cool story? Who has, you know, a sibling, a relative that means a lot to them that were influenced by watching the Bears? So you kind of start your pool there, and then you begin the conversation, engaging, and you can read people.
Yeah, has social media helped you in this respect too? I mean, with the fact that you're able to kind of reach out now, and people are more apt, I think, to probably reach out on social media than they would be maybe even in person.
Yep, you nailed it. So yes, social media has been a great aid. You know, Tim the Bus has his own website. Glenn Timmerman, Tatman is his nickname. He's got his own website. It was easy to find and locate these people. But also, to your point, there's people that will, you know, they will rattle off Bears, you know, comments and their opinions all day long, but you'd be damned if they're going to, return a phone call. Right. So it's a blessing and a curse.
What's the next step here? If people want to contact you, I know you're looking for a couple more investors as well, or one with a significant coin that would work as well. And maybe people want to be involved in the film. How would they get a hold of you?
So the name of the website is, of course, josephryanmartinez.com. The film is featured there, josephryanmartinez.com. And I probably don't give phone numbers on over the air, right?
Yeah, you won't want to do that.
Yeah, I want to avoid that.
I'm going to give Mark's phone number. Or I can be emailed, joe@mccoymeyer.com, joe@mccoymeyer. That's M as in Mary, mccoymeyer.com.
See, if you were doing this on the Bulls, and we could talk Jordan era, I would nominate myself. And I was, you know, a Peyton over the top guy back in the day. Get to work with his son now, Jared. But, you know, did you do that back in the day? Were you a Peyton over the top guy?
Oh, yeah. Just to put the cushions down over the couch and jump over every Sunday.
It was the greatest.
There's a narrative project I have in mind about the era, and it ends. The end of the narrative I have, it's a screenplay. I've kind of wrote an outline for it. It ends right in the early 90s when that era begins, because it's kind of my bookend to the story about the Chicago Bears, that Bulls era.
It was the best. It was the best.
It was amazing.
Hey, good luck, Joe. Great to have you in here.
Thanks, Mark and Andy.
Nice to meet you.
We're looking forward to the finished product.
Yeah, thanks a ton.
Any way we can support, I will go to the end of the earth to find the next great Bears fan that's going to be on this thing. We'll see if anybody jumps in. 312-981-7200. If you have a story, we'll pass you along to Joseph Ryan Martinez.